AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
I don't have any attaboys today.
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire.
I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities.
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had had generators after barrel. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa, fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. event. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the civic media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
I don't have any attaboys today.
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities.
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa, fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa, fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. and celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Fall's longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Fall's longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
I don't have any attaboys today.
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire.
I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities.
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and health care providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
I don't have any attaboys today.
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities.
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Alba and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down.
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Kamala Harris says it's time for a humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
He also met with President Biden and travels to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow to meet with former President Trump. The Pentagon's confirmed rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria. An official in both says in both cases, the rockets missed their targets. There was no damage or casualties. California Governor Gavin Newsom is ordered state agencies to remove homeless encampments on state land. David Dutch, one of two men shot and injured in the assassination attempt on former President Trump, was released today from the hospital. This is ABC News. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Beryl made landfall, and Houston leaders are assessing their response.
After learning that some of her older constituents were charging life-saving medical equipment in their cars after Beryl came ashore, Houston City Councilmember Tiffany Thomas said,
"I don't have any attaboys today."
At least 23 people died in Beryl's aftermath, primarily because of power outages. Before the next storm, says Mayor John Whitmire,
"I'm going to make generators one of the highest priorities."
Only a few of the community centers designated as cooling shelters had generators after Beryl. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Justice Department's charged a North Korean military hacker with allegedly extorting U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers with ransomware attacks. A New York City bus driver suffered an apparent medical episode and crashed the bus into a closed Burger King in Brooklyn. One of the passengers on board just happened to be a medical worker who started CPR. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A wildfire that appears to have been started by a burning car is the largest so far this year in California. The Park fires exploded in size to more than 71,000 acres near Chico. Cal Fire's Rick Carhart.
Unfortunately, we live in an area with a lot of brush, a lot of grass growth, and it gets hot and it gets dry in the summertime, and that is a recipe for fires.
A man seen pushing a burning car into a gully is under arrest, accused of arson. Vice President Harris wants Israel to accept the White House-brokered ceasefire and hostage release deal in its war with Hamas. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee met today with Prime Minister Netanyahu. The WNBA's Golden State Valkyries did a full court press on season ticket sales. The expansion team has gotten at least 15,000 deposits so far, the first women's professional sports team to do so. This is ABC News. The country's gross domestic product grew at a 2.8% annualized rate over 3 months ending in June. It's according to the Commerce Department, and it's faster than expected. A British police officer has been suspended after video was released appearing to show him stomping on the head of a man laying face down at Manchester Airport.
The incident occurred while police were called to break up a fight. The smartphone video has sparked alarm here amid growing distrust of the police. Britain's new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer.
Look, I understand public's concern. I've seen it myself and understand that concern.
Manchester's mayor says that while there were issues on both sides, he fully supports a suspension of the officer pending a review. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Just in time for the games, workers have gone on strike at the hotel in Paris, where members of the International Olympic Committee are saying workers say they haven't gotten a raise in 7 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mix-Up. Fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Fall's longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team, led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell, brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign,
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.